Come before Naf Nun, we had there the Mishnah says Shliach. Tiktani over there, we said, if somebody tells the Shliach, go and marry me a wife, a Mokim Pliny, and he marries her someplace else, so different halachas. How come over there the Mishnah says, well, you told the Shliach? And here our Mishnah, even though we're talking about a Shliach, the Mishnah says, he said to his friend. So Mara says, Hocha Ravusa Kamash Malon, for Hosam Ravusa Kamash Malon. The reason why the Mishnayis changes its lashon, and here it says chaveroi, and there it says shliach, even though they both mean the same thing, because each place it wants to teach us a special chiddush. Hocha Ravusa Kamash Malon. What's the chiddush here in our Mishnah? Di tonish luchai. If it would have said the case where you appointed him to be a shliach, have a mean I would have thought to say shluchai who to have a ramai. Then I can understand why he's doing something not nice. Because since you appointed him a shliach, to some chedaita, the one that sent you, like relied on you. Sova, the one that sent you for sure thought, of at least luchusi, you're going to do what I'm telling you to do, because I made you a shliach. So therefore, if the shliach goes and instead of marrying her for the other person, he marries her for himself, that's trickery, that's ramois. Avo, but what's going to be like our Mishnah says, chaveroi. Chaver means you didn't really appoint him a shliach. You just went over to your friend. He's your friend. To lay some chadaite, you didn't really like make him into a shliach. You just told your friend, listen, do me a favor, marry me this wife. Aim, I would have thought to say, loy lehevi ramoy, maybe there, it's not called trickery. Because when the person appointed you, like he didn't really know 100% you'll do it or not. Like I didn't call you an official title to call you a shliach. I just spoke to my friend. So maybe you will, maybe you won't. So therefore, maybe it's not just trickery. If the person goes and marries her for himself, Kamash Mula knows still it's not nice. That since your friend told you to go and marry her for him, it's not nice if you go now and marry her for yourself. And Hosam Rehusi Kamash Mula. The Mishnah before also tells us the Chiddush. Why? The case would have just been before the Lashon would have been. If you tell your friend to marry your wife for you in L.A., have a minute, I would have thought to say, if you told your friend, marry me, my wife, in L.A., and he went and married her for you in San Francisco. So there we say it's no good. You know why? Because the one that sent thought, listen, he's not a real shliach. I'm only asking him to do me a favor. So I thought for sure he wouldn't bother so much to go someplace else to marry her for me. It's like I never appointed him to go to that place. I only thought he would go to L.A. So that's why if he goes someplace else, the Kedushin is no good. Avu shluchai. But in the case where you make up, you're not your friend just. But you appointed him to be a shliach, like you're paying him, whatever it is. He's your official shliach, his official messenger. Then the Torah, a messenger, does whatever you tell him to do. So there he's willing to do whatever you tell him. Same, but there I would have thought to say, even though the Mashalach, the sender, tells him, listen, marry me, my wife, for me, in L.A., I would have thought to say, Mara Mokamuloi. He's only showing you a place where you could find her. But if you want to marry her for me someplace else, very good. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah before tells us no. Even in a case when you tell a Shliach, you mean Badavka to marry her only in L.A. and not in someplace else. So that's why here it says Lashon Chaveroi, and there it says Lashon of Shluchai. Even though both mean the same thing. Now the Gemara says, Ravin Chasida, Ravin the Chosid, also the Kedush La Yisrael. Like he was the father of a son, and he went to marry off a wife for his son. So Mashma, the son, made the father a shliach to marry a wife him. And what happened was, when the father went to this for the shidduch, kitchel anavshei, he ended up marrying her to himself. Mashma, the father married her for himself. So Mori asked the question, I have what Tanya we learned in the Mishnah, or learned the Braisa, Mash also el shenoy bar minigra mois. True, if the shliach changes and does it for himself, he did it. But it's not nice, it's Ramois. So how come the Chassid, how come Robin did it? So my answer is, La Yoven Alei, the father-in-law, her father did not want to give her away for my son. So therefore, he figured, listen, she doesn't want to marry my son, therefore he married himself. The Gemara still says, but he boiled a little, he should have first went home and told his son what's going on, that the father-in-law does not want to give her to you, that's why I'm marrying her. So Gemara says, no, so, but this much Robin thought, I can't wait. Like if right now she's agreeing to marry me, I have to get married to her. I can't afford to wait to first go and tell my son what's going on, because maybe in between somebody else will come and marry you first. So therefore, this he's allowed to do. It's not called trickery. Because the shidduch, she didn't want to marry her son. Rabba bar bar chono yoyiv lezuzi l'rav. Rabba chono gave some money to Rav. Omer, he said, Zavna nali l'hayari. I want you to go and buy me this field. Go to LA and buy me some property there. So also, Rabba went, Zavna l'nafsha, and he bought the property for himself. So Mar Sakash again, how could Rabba bar bar chono do this? I have a tiny alert, Masha, so as well, shenoy b'mini ramoyis. What he did is it was done, but Kopanim was trickery. It's something not nice to do. How come he did it? So Mar says the case was Bagi Dalim Hevelay. He went into this place and he saw there are very big bullies there. They're very strong people there. So therefore, Larav Noyig Bekovit. To me, to buy it for myself, they respect me. It's okay, I'll get away with it. But Larav Avachon Noyig Bekovit. But the Rav Avachon, these people did not show respect. Therefore, they're too strict, they're too bullies for you to own this field, like they'll knock you out of there. So therefore, it wasn't a good deal for you. That's why he didn't buy it for him. The Mar still asked, though, but the boiler Laduye, but he should have went home first and first told Rabba why he's not buying him the field. So Mar again says, no, Sovar, Rav thought, if I would go home and tell him first, then maybe somebody else will come and buy the field. So therefore, he has the right to buy it for himself straight. Rav Gidl have imahapech bihi arya. Rav Gidl was looking over a property to buy it. He didn't have the money on hand, but he was thinking about buying this property. He wanted to buy the property. Also, Rababa Zavna, Rababa went the next day and bought it for himself. So also, Rav Gidl went, Kabla Rav Zera, went to complain in front of Rav Zera, and to tell him what happened, that I wanted to buy this field, and Rababa came and bought it first. So also, Rav Zera went, for Kibla Rav Yitzchak, went to complain in front of Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Omalei, so Yitzchak Nafka said like this, Himtin wait at Chiala Tlenel Regal, until Rav Abba will come to us by the end of him. Kirashas Kishador Shemitla, who used to give a drosh Shemitla Seregol, everybody came together to see the Rav. So Kisoluk, when Rav Abba came up, Ashkechei, so Rav Zera met him, or Rav Yitzchak Nafka met him, Omalei said to him, listen, what's the loch in the case of Oni Hamhafech Becharora? If you have a poor person that's looking around to try and be Zoicha in a Harora piece of bread, a piece of cake. So Rashi learns, Oni Hamhafech Becharora means, he's running after this cake to try and get it. Menahefker, to get it from Hefker. Or she had nana loy balabayis, or the balabash, she give it to him for a present. Or boacha v'notlan, somebody else comes now and takes it away. Hemenu from him. My, what's the locha? Is it nice to do it or not? Omele, he said back, you should know nikra rosha. Such a person is called a rosha if he did it. Rashi says, she yori lechai chaveroi. He's going into like, to the chiyas of his friend. As I say, since it's Hefka over here, so if that person can get it, it's a one and only chance for the Yoni to get it. Otherwise, he can't get it. Therefore, you're not allowed to take it yourself. So he said, it's a Russia to do it. So he asked him, the Elamar, my time of Ruch. He said, so yes, how come you did it then? If Rav Abba was about to buy this field, so how come you went and bought it first? Or Malay said back to him, Lehevi Yadan, I did not know. I didn't know that Rav Gidl was Isaac trying to buy this field. Hashtanami Neisven Alemar. So Rav Yitzchak Nafka told him, okay, you didn't know, but now go give it back to him. Go sell it back to him now. He wants to buy it. Sell it to him. Omalei said back like this, that Zvuni Loi Nezavnina. Rav said, no, I will not sell it away. Why? Ta'arja Kamaisi, this is my first property that I own. For Loi Misamna Mils, it's not a good mazel to sell the first property you own. It's not a good Simon Torah, Rashi says, that a person sells the first property that he bought. Therefore, it's like this. If I want, if Rav Yehuda wants, I'll give it to him for a present. Let him come, I'll give it to him for a present. But I don't want to sell it to him. So the Maisa was that Rav Yehuda learned Ochas Lei. Rav Yehuda did not want to take it for a present. Why? The Pasuk in Mishlei says, V'soinei matonis yichya. A person that hates presents will live. In other words, not healthy to take presents. So Rav Gidl did not want to take a present. Rav Ado le'nochus lo. Rav Ado also did not want to live in this property right now. He didn't want to sell it, but he didn't want to live there either. Mishum dehopach bo. Rav Gidl, because Rav Gidl first tried and get the property. But since he first went to try and get it, he didn't want to keep it right now, because he felt to be called a Russia. So even though it was b'shoigi, he didn't realize it at the beginning. So Mara says that Loimar Nochaslov, Loimar Nochaslov, neither of them went down to this property,
So really, both of them left it like Hefka. Or Mr. Ayayu the Rabbonin. This was called the property that belonged to the Rabbonin. So Rashi says it means Hefka la Tamidim. This was Hefka for the Tamidim. However, Tosis says that this halacha of Oni Amhapach Lacharor is only in a case where an Oni is looking around to buy the property or to buy something. Now you come. You could buy something just as good someplace else. If you could get just as good a deal as someplace else, it's a rush to go down and take it away from him because he's a nevach, he's trying to get it. But let's say it's like Hefka, that whoever gets it is the only one to get it. Then Avada Tosis says there's no Inyan, you're not called a Rasha. Then who, why does he have more rights over you, right, have a right to it? Just the fact that somebody wants to get it and trying to get it means nothing. It's only that if you could go get the same thing someplace else, you're not supposed to go down and take it, let him have it. But if it's a special deal that you can't get this deal someplace else, it's a special metziah that you can't get it someplace else, then there's no halacha of Oni Amahapach B'Charora. That about you're allowed to go down and beat out the other guy to get it from him first. Kozuman, that guy did not buy it yet, it's not his. If it's a good deal and it's only one around, and if he gets it, you lose out, so you're not mechuyev to lose out. Here it's the case that the person wanted to buy this. Okay, let him buy it already. You could buy something just as good someplace else. But in a case where it's a hefker, or if it's a davar mitziah, that you can't get this someplace else, then there's no halacha, and that's why you pass on halacha also in your Chesh Mishpat. That if it's a good deal, somebody's trying to buy a house, and somebody's looking over to try and get it, and it's a good deal that you can't get someplace else, and somebody else comes and buys it first, there's nothing wrong with that. That's 100% mutter. Because since the first person didn't buy it yet, you don't have to lose out because he wants to buy it. Kozman, he didn't buy it yet, it's not his. Here the halacha of Oni Amhapach B'Charora, so he says, not the halacha, it's only the case where you could do the same thing someplace else. So then, don't do it, bother him, go someplace else, but if you can't go someplace else, I'll add it to mutter. Right. V'chein oi melishes kachali. Same thing the Mishnah says, if you tell a wife you want to get married to her, then what lach ha-shloshim yoyim. You give her money right now and you say, I want to marry you first after 30 days. And then somebody else comes and marries her right now, so the second one is married to her. The Gemara says, loy bo acha v'kitsha b'ter shloshim ahu. But what's going to be if the second person did not come? Is your kedushin good or not? What happened? The chosen went to his kala and gave him money today. And told her, listen, this money right now is the money for kedushin, but I want this kedushin first to be chal next month in 30 days from now. So is the kedushin good or not? So Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, the Yarmut Tavar, they both say, Mukadeshis. Yes, the kedushin is chal in 30 days from now. The Yafo Pishin is achlo amoyis. Even if she used up the money in between. Let's say he gave her a bundle of apples, or he gave her money and she spent the money. Even though when it comes 30 days from now, there's no money left over, still she's Mekadeshes. My time, what's the reason? Hani, Zuzi, Loi, Lemilva, Dami, Loi, Pekodin, Dami. This money that he gave to her, it's not like a loan, and it's not like a Pekodin that she's supposed to watch it for him. What does that mean? Le Pekodin, Loi, Dami, it's not like I gave you something to watch, because Pekodin, Vishusa, Demarikoi, Mistachli. If Pekodin means you're watching something of mine, it's mine. But for Hani over here, you didn't tell her to watch your money. Hani Brishusa Didoko Mesachli. You gave her this money for Kedushin. You said, here, I'm giving you money right now because I want to marry you in 30 days. So the money you're giving her right now is like her money right now. So therefore, it's not like a Tikodin. Le Milva Nami Ledom. It's not doing it to a loan because Milva Lertso Nitna. A Milva, the Pshat is a Stam, a loan, I'm giving it out. Lertso, whoever wants to, you could use it whenever you want. Avahani b'teres kedushin yavina nalo. But over here, you first gave her the money. Clearly, you spoke out. I'm giving it to you l'shem kedushin. Therefore, this money right now is considered like she received money from you l'shem kedushin. So even though the money was used up, but so what? It's still considered she received money from you for kedushin. The Rishonim speak out that the gedur is like she's meshubah to pay back the money. Because on the tzad, she's not going to get married to you, she'll have to give the money back to you. She's only allowed to hold on to this money if she's going to be married to you. So it's again like the shibud is still here. So therefore, since the shibud of the money is still here, she's mukadeshes after 30 days. Now, loy bo'acha v'kitch, let's say another person did not come within these 30 days. V'chozrabo, but the first husband wants to retract now. He gave her the money, kedushin, and says, I want to be married to you at the end of 30 days. Now, 15 days later, he comes back to her and tells her, I changed my mind. I don't want to be married to you anymore. What's the halacha? Could he change his mind or not? So, Rabbi Yechonon, no ma'achai zeres. Yes, he has a right to change his mind. Why? Also Diba Mavato Diba. It's only called Diba what he did so far. Even though he gave him money, he made a Meister Kedushin, but since the Kedushin was not Chal yet, did not take place yet, it's only called like Diba. It's called like you're making a Diba now that the Kedushin should be Chal after 30 days. So before it's really Chal, you have a right to break it with your Diba. So you could say, I don't want it anymore, you can be Mavato the Kedushin. Resh Lakash Shama no ain't a Mukhazerish, you can't retract anymore. Loy also Diva Mavato Diva no, Diva words cannot come and break words. Since you gave her the money Lashem Kedushin, you can't retract just by money, just by Diva alone. Now there was Aisvei Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakash. Rabbi Yechon asked the question to Resh Lakash. It says, Bito, if the husband sent a get to his wife through a Shliach, and now he wants to be Mavato, abolish the Shliach. See, that's next case. No, Bito. So in this case, you made a Shliach to make Truma for you. And then you're Mavato the Shliach. So it's like this. If the Shliach did not take off Truma for you yet, and you were Mavato the Shliach, told him, I don't want you to be a Shliach, so then he has no right to take off Truma from you. So you see, he could be Mavato the Shliach. For Yehocho the Dibur. For Diburu. Or Kos the Dibur. Mavato Dibur. First you appointed the Shliach with a Dibur. You told the Shliach, go and take Truma from me. Then later you could tell him, no, I don't want you to do it. So you see, Dibur could be Mavato Dibur. It's a Kashan Mashlokish. Sibor says, no. Shani Nisinas Moyis Liad Isha Tichimaisi Domi. Mashlokish said there's a big difference. When you stop telling Shliach to go and take off Truma from you, nothing, no action was done at all yet. That's called a pure Dibur. Then you could just retract and say, I don't want you to be my Shliach anymore. But over here we're talking about when you gave your wife money, you made a Maisa Kedushin. True, it's first going to be Chal within 30 days, but you made a Maisa. Therefore, Resh Lakish says this is something stronger, and just with Dibur alone, you can't break it. So Yasa Dibur Mavato Maisa. That's the Machlekes then. Is this called a Maisa, or is it still only called a Dibur? Rabbi Yechon still says it's only called a Dibur, since the Kedushin was not Chal. Eisva Havakasha, it says, Hashleach get liishtoi, if you send the get to your wife, through a Shliach. And the husband now meets up with the Shliach. Or she sholach achor Shliach, well, if you sent another Shliach after him. The Yomelo, and you tell the first Shliach, that get shenasat lecho botelhu, the get that I'm sending to you is botel. I don't want the get to be good. As a razor botel, you have a right to be mevatel. Either the Shliach will tell your wife directly, you don't want the get to be a good get. Aye, the question is, when is sinas get liyad Shliach, tichin is sinas moyis liyad ishadami. Over here, the husband did a little bit of an action already. The husband had the get written up, and he sent it with a shliach to give to his wife. So this should be done if you give money to your wife and tell her, I want to be married to you after 30 days. And still the Katani says over here, Hareza Batal, that the husband has the right just with Dibur alone to say, I don't want this get to be a good get anymore. So of course the right to Rabbi Yechanan, that it's still only called Dibur, and a Dibur could be Mavato Dibur. Tomorrow says no. Hosam Nami, there it's worse. As long as the get did not come to her hand yet, even though the husband gave it over to his shliach to give it to his wife, but as long as the get did not come into her hand, dibur, it's only called a regular dibur, still no action was done yet. The ma'isa ha-get is of a nosan biyodo. You have to take the get and put it into her hand. Before you put it into her hand, it's not called the husband did a ma'isa. That's only called the pure Dibur. There, Resh Lakish would also agree that also Dibur Mavato Dibur. Over here, though, where the husband gave the money Kedushin into his wife's hand already, here it's a stronger action. He did the whole Maisa Kedushin. It's only missing now is Zman. We have to just wait for 30 days to come. So since the Zman comes by itself, Resh Lakish shows that's called like a Maisa, therefore Lo also Dibur Mavato Maisa. And Yochanan says, no, still it could be Mavato. Versus by it, Eis for another kasha. Eis for Resh Lakish Rav Yechanan. Now Resh Lakish has a kasha to Rav Yechanan. It says, Alocha, kol ha-kelim yordan l'day tumosim b'machshava. A kli, the Alocha is, when you're first making the kli, if it's not finished, it's not called the kli, it can't be makabel tumah. Only when you're finished making the kli, then it's called the kli, that if a sheret touches it now, it could become tummy. And when is the kli called finished? So, b'machshava, if you just think right now that you can leave it the way it is right now, you're going to use it, even though it's really not finished completely, but as soon as you decide to leave it, that's the way you're going to use it, it's called a kli. V'yein oyle midei tumosim ele b'shin ha-maisa. But let's say later, after it became tummy, you changed your mind, and you say, listen, I don't want to leave it the way it is right now, like you have leather.
I don't want to leave the leather the way it is right now. I want to make it into shoes yet. So you can't take off the tumah. Since when it was leather, your first thought that you want to use it the way it is now was makabel tumah. If it was makabel tumah, you can't take off the tumah unless you do an action, start to cut it now to make it into shoes. Then we see it's not called a finished product. But our kol ponim, what do you see here?